Stars.
It's Russell Peters.
Yay!
David, thank you so much, brother.
Say hi to your mum for me.
Mike's live.
It's Shane Warne.
You're a barracuda.
How cool is it out there? I could not believe it.
Yeah, I'm there every weekend.
3, 2, 1.
The Chris Bennett Show
starts now.
Hello, mum. Hello, dad. We are live. Good morning. 6:01, October 17th. It's your Sunday. Good morning, pretty good morning, Rossi.
Good morning.
Doing it.
Sorry, I was going to say, how are you feeling?
Feeling great. How are you guys?
Very good, yeah. Have a nice weekend.
You're looking scruffy. Got all that hair all over you. Look at that hair on his head, guys. He didn't have that a year ago.
That's true. Yeah,
scruffy, I need to do my hair. I forget sometimes that I need to actually do it.
Because if you didn't have hair for about 5 years and the next thing you know you have hair.
Yeah, I know.
You must do it, right?
You going to the gym straight after, are you, today?
No, not today.
No?
No.
You look so gym-like.
Oh, really? Just a single? I got, like, different shorts on. And
that's his life.
Let's examine each other a little bit more, all of us. Let's examine. Pretty. Your hair still in braids there, I see.
My hair is in braids, yes, because it's hair wash day, guys.
Just got to wash that hair. So how good was Thursday night, Pretty Malik?
Thursday night was amazing.
Listen, Jollibee, we had the best time.
Yeah.
We had the best. You know what we did? We're at the Algarve Center.
Yeah.
You know when we're talking about this spicy chicken joy, this chicken is so good. Thousands of people rocked up for this sort of chicken eating competition, right?
Yeah.
It was amazing. And you know what? I hadn't been to Algarve Center for years. It was so good to sort of go back.
You know, it's completely revamped. Like, it's a completely
gorgeous,
different
huh?
place. But it was a lot of fun. We had so many people there. Gave away a prize worth 10,000 dirhams.
10,000 dirhams, yeah. Yeah.
Did you get a tailor-made dressing gown like Chris as well?
Yeah, we both did.
You got one as well?
Yeah, of course.
Wow. We had these, like, boxing robes because it was a challenge.
Amazing.
We had more than, like, I guess, what, 12 contestants? Actually, more.
We had
16 contestants.
Yeah.
And we kept battling it down. At the end of it, they had to eat who could eat the most spicy chicken, I guess, the chicken joy, right?
Yeah,
and
exactly, spicy chicken joy.
To the bone. And Francis, the judge, was so, like, on it.
Yeah.
And basically, it just kept getting cut down till the top four. We did a question and answer competition. And the winner walked away with 10,000 dirhams worth of prizes. Now, you also still have an opportunity to win.
Yes.
With Jollibee as well, guys.
Yeah, so it starts today. If you go to any Jollibee and you buy the King Bee of the Ring bucket, 200 winners could win Jollibee vouchers. So
yeah. Awesome
go
stuff.
And check it out.
Big shout out to the guys at Jollibee. All right, listen, we've got a massive show. We've got the pop quiz coming up. Prizes galore. I mean, a lot. Mystery Man is the biggest thing that we're talking about today. Where is he going to be? Or she? We know that she's going to be somewhere in Expo, but where, right? Find Mystery Man. You instantly win 10,000 dirhams cash. We've got 120,000 dirhams to give you. Your clues, 7:20 this morning.
Yes, you will get all the clues at 7:20.
That's
today.
What you have to remember. Yeah. 7:20 this morning, that's where your clues are out. I've had a huge weekend. I want to tell you all about it as well, okay? Let's get into the show right now. Who's going to be our first caller? First caller of the morning, is it you? Are you on the way to the gym? Are you on the way to... Where are you? What are you doing right now? Maybe on the way to work? Call us. 04-871-5544. Would love to get you on the show. 04-871-5544. I guess I was out last night because I didn't get home till midnight.
Wow.
Right?
The Chris Fade Show's first call of the day.
I love it. All our phones ringing so early and we love you for it. Farah, hello. Good morning, Farah.
Oh my God, it's Chris Fade. Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on? What are you doing?
I'm in the airport, actually. I'm supposed to be checking in soon, and I just had to call you.
Well, I'm so glad you did. So, hold on. You're leaving? You're leaving the UAE?
Yes, I am. Just for a while.
Where are you going?
A short trip. Cyprus.
Oh, ooh, nice. Ooh. I went to Cyprus.
So nice.
Last time I went to Cyprus, I went with a good friend of mine, Anthony, and we didn't realize, but we went on the season where everything's closed. So we were ready to go. And it was just like, it was all shut, really. And we're like,
fun.
Oh. Yeah, but it was still a good time on the beaches and everything. It's such a beautiful country. So you said this is work-related?
Yeah, work-related.
Well, that's all right. You can still have a bit of fun, right?
Yep, exactly.
And how long are you gone for?
with you right now. Like, I'm always on your podcast, no matter where I travel. I was like, born here. The only show I listen to is Chris Fade Show.
Gosh, it was like, that was like a commercial. Wow. We're going to take that. We love that. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. So you lived your whole life here in the UAE?
Yes, born and raised in Sharjah and then Dubai.
Representing, there it is. Well, listen, have a beautiful flight. Enjoy Cyprus. Have some, have some good meat for us. They do the, some good meat in Cyprus. Yeah, and I remember.
Good everything.
Yeah, it's true. All right, we'll talk to you soon. And thank you. Thank you for always listening. We love you.
We will. All right, thanks.
Bye. Bye. She was going to say we love you too, but then she pulled out just then. Did you hear that? She was like, all right.
Yeah. Maybe because she's at the airport, it would be kind of weird.
Maybe. Jason, on the way to the expo, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing all right. What do you do at the expo?
I'm doing operations, so got an early start.
Look at that. How is it? Are we operating in a good way? Are you happy with everything?
Well, I'm not that important, but yeah, everything's going quite well.
Mate,
don't say that.
Everyone's role is important. Everyone's role is important. What are we? Week 3 now of Expos. That was our second weekend. Yeah, man. I mean, listen, I've gone about 4 or 5 times in the first 2 weeks. I think the place is just running amazing. Cool. Like, my expectations have surpassed. Like, what I was expecting the Expo to be and what it is, I'm so impressed, man.
Yeah, it's really cool to be a part of it, especially like such a big event.
Do you have a favorite pavilion?
I'm going to say Mobility, but it's close between the other two as well.
Okay, well then we gotta get out there. I think we'll be out there again as well.
Yeah, our
Thursday.
Studios are in the Mobility.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so. Have you seen our studios yet?
I haven't had a chance to come by, so am I today then?
Yeah, we may be there on Thursday. So if you're in there on Thursdays, come through.
Right,
come
next to Gambia, we are.
Yeah, Gambia and Australia is across from us as well, which is super cool. Well, listen, Jace, have a great morning, man. Thanks for calling in. I love it. What a start to our week already.
100%. Love it.
You guys all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Ross, you focus on that computer very heavily. What are you doing? What are you creating right now? He's creating something.
Just reading about the football.
Oh, gosh, I wish I had his job sometimes. He sort of just comes in and just sort of hangs out, you know? Like,
it's great.
Googles his football results. Has Everton played?
Yeah, today.
Who are they playing?
We are playing West Ham at 5 o'clock.
There we go. You'll be off. That's a good game. You can watch that.
Yes.
5 o'clock.
You come round if you want.
Okay. I won't. Dua Lipa.
If she's not talking,
she's scrolling.
And sometimes both at the same time.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
Styled by prettylittlething.ae. Shop new drops daily.
All right, Pretty Malik, what have you got for us?
So the internet kind of went into overdrive paying tribute to legendary actor Michael Caine after he said that he was retiring from acting. You know Michael Caine, Alfred in Batman. He's been in so many big roles. So here's the interview that Michael Caine did that sparked it all.
It has turned out to be what is my last part, really, because I haven't worked for 2 years and I have a spine problem which affects my legs, so I can't walk very well. So I also wrote a couple of books, which were published and were successful. So yeah. I'm now not an actor, I'm a writer.
So everyone's like, oh, wow, you know, what a legendary actor. He's at, like, people start putting tributes together, right?
Yeah.
And now he's come out to say, no, guys, I'm not retiring. He's 88 years old. In a tweet, he said, I haven't retired and not a lot of people know that. So it looks like he's looking at 2 other scripts and he's still acting. I don't know why he said that.
There we go. He's a classic. He's a legend, that guy. He's a legend.
Legendary actor.
I love that he's 88 and still tweeting as well. That's fantastic. All right.
Let's talk about The Rock's Black Adam. So this has been DC's big project after Shazam, obviously having Dwayne Johnson roped in.
Hold on, Shazam was like a bit of a flop, I felt.
I think it did well at the box office for them, but this was going to be the one, right? Like, this was going to be the new franchise that was going to be the huge one. But obviously with COVID, there were so many production delays. Now it's in post-production, which means we finally get to see a teaser. This is The Rock just talking about how important it is for him to play this character.
Now, as you guys know, this character, this film, this universe has been a gigantic passion project of mine for a very long time. And I have worked so hard, worked these hands, these calluses, my fingers to the bone on this project, because it's the kind of project that I know comes along once in a lifetime. And the truth is, I was born to play Black Adam.
Oh, I can't wait.
So July 2022 is when we're going to see it. You have an amazing cast that also stars Pierce Brosnan. Your favorite Noah Centineo is in there as well. If you want to see the actual teaser, it's going to be up on our website at virginradiodubai.com. And finally, Adele, how many times did you hear the new song this weekend?
So much. We played it every hour here at Virgin Radio.
Easy On Me dropped. It's so good.
What a song.
I was still a child, didn't get the chance to.
I'll play it in full as well a little bit later on.
So Adele's been doing a lot of press. Of course, her album is dropping on November 19th, 30. Now, there's a lot of big albums coming up in the lead up, right? The first big one at the end of the month is Ed Sheeran's Equals. Okay. And in one of the interviews, they said, hey, are you panicking that, you know, Ed Sheeran's album is being released close to yours? And here is her answer.
Ed Sheeran's got an album coming out as well at the same time. Do you look at him
as
not the 19th. Sorry. No, don't panic. Well,
record label would have sorted that out.
I'm panicking.
She's going to smash it.
Oh, I love it.
She said, he can panic. I'm not panicking.
There we go. Yeah. Adele's got nothing to panic about. What about Drake's album? Has he got one coming out or no?
No, his is already out.
Okay.
His is already out. And then we've got Taylor Swift's album coming out soon. There we go.
She's Adele. She can do whatever she wants.
She can do whatever she wants.
She calls the show. Actually, yeah. If you got Drake, Adele, and Taylor Swift, who's your money? I'm going to go Adele.
You know what's funny? Ed Sheeran, in an interview, said, if Adele, Drake, or Taylor Swift ever release an album, I would move my date because I can't compete with them.
Good on Ed. He knows.
So he knows.
He knows it. Yeah. He knows. All right. Well, there we go, Pretty Malik. Thank you. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
I'm glad Ross is looking after this list. What have you got for us, Big Rossi?
Hey, this is not a bad list. So yesterday, my sister-in-law, she's still looking for a husband, and she hasn't found one yet.
What's with the old people music?
Because I just want to hear the list. So your sister-in-law, your wife's sister, looking for a husband, having no luck. Do you think she's looking in all the wrong places?
No.
No? She's doing the right things, yeah?
In fact, yeah, I think she should go out. She doesn't like going out that much.
Oh, that's good.
As in, like, partying and stuff.
Oh, there's a guy right now who's single going, that's my girl.
Yeah, that's
really
true.
Yeah.
Like, who likes going to the gym, who likes reading.
That's amazing. What's wrong with that?
Doesn't have to go out. You want to go out? You want to get on? What brunch are we going to this weekend?
Yeah, she's not into that at all.
She was at one stage, wasn't she?
No.
I thought she used to go to those brunches.
Not really.
No?
Anyway, so I was doing my research for it yesterday in the house on my beanbag, and I came across a list that says, ways guys can tell if she's wife material. Pretty. Can you give us your opinion on this?
Well, it should be us.
Well, you have to tell me the list
first,
right?
It should be us, shouldn't it?
Suppose so, yeah.
Okay, so
she doesn't smother you. She knows that you need guy time, and she's happy to let you have fun with your friends.
I think that goes both ways, but that's a very good trait in both partners.
Yep, she's able to let her hair down and have fun, but she's responsible and she's not a party girl.
What happens if she's got short hair there, Ross? You're a hairist.
Come on,
you're
Chris.
You're a hairist.
Don't go for the silly jokes like that. Mm-hmm. What do you think about this?
Wait, say it again.
She's like able to enjoy herself, but she's not too much of a party girl. She's quite responsible as well.
That goes both ways for the man and woman.
I like that, yeah.
Yep.
She's a great cook.
Oh, get out.
That's why the old... welcome to 1963.
No. She enjoys
the woman needs to be able to cook in the kitchen, you say?
Where's the
I'll
sound?
Give you the...
No.
That's why I said I'm glad Rossi's doing this list.
She puts up with your rubbish. You know, men do silly things, but she forgets easily.
Just know that.
What's wrong with that?
learn to be a responsible human being so we don't have to put up with
Here
it.
Here we go. Keep going,
She's
Ross.
She's not a doormat. She won't, you know, she'll let you get away with something once or twice, but she'll most...
She'll let you get...
Is she your mother and you're like 9 years old? What's happening here? Buzzer it? Okay.
There we go. She's self-confident.
That's great.
She's... Nothing is more attractive than self-confidence.
That should go for anyone, whether you're looking for a partner or not.
She's good with money. She's good at, even better, good at making money. But she's great if she can keep her eye on the checkbook and make educated purchasing decisions.
Educated purchasing decisions. Yeah, thank you. You need
What's wrong with that? Give us a reason why that's bad.
Why do you have to be good at money? Maybe you're not good with money. Maybe your partner's better at money. Like, why is that a requirement?
Glad I didn't
can do this list.
I'm trying to say, like, things that men like. That's why I'm trying to tell her this, that men like these type of things when you're good at money. She's a shopper. She likes shopping. She has a sense of humor, whether she's cracking jokes or laughing at yours.
As long as she can do it in the kitchen while she's cooking.
While balancing the checkbook.
Yeah.
And finally, she makes you a better person.
Forgiving me for going out with the boys.
She makes you want to do more, be more.
That's good.
And when you're with her, you really work hard at becoming a better man.
Did you really give this list to your sister-in-law?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Why? I like the last one, though, because I think in a relationship you should encourage each other to be the best person, version of yourself that you can be.
But what ones did you not like?
Cooking.
The cooking, she puts up with your rubbish. And
yes, that's terrible.
She's not a doormat.
Well, yeah, you shouldn't
it's
be
like,
a doormat.
It's just like basic human qualities, like what you're reading out there.
How to be a nice human being.
Yeah.
Minus the cooking.
That's all it is.
There so it is. Looking for someone for my sister-in-law. If you're interested, get in touch. Thank you.
You can cook, you can forgive them when they come out late.
I won't bother with these lists anymore then.
Okay, awesome deal. Thank you. Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We're live. Good morning. 7:04. A little easier on the road today. A lot of schools are on holidays. They've got their midweek, their midterms. What do they call it again? What's that holiday called?
Half term.
Half term. There it is. Yeah, my daughters are off for the week. So hopefully the road's a little bit easier. That fog, though, not adding visibility, really. It's very, very thick across the country right now, so take it easy.
Dubai, Sharjah, Abu Dhabi especially. It should clear up by 8:30.
I'm gonna order some breakfast. You guys want anything? I'm found good. A little local cafe here.
I love a coffee.
Coffee, yeah?
Coffee.
Yeah, Eddie, you want to... You're a croissant? Eddie loves a good croissant. Nala?
Plain croissant.
Anything, Nala? No, she doesn't want anything? No, she's just saying, no, I'm getting ready for the pop quiz here. All right, we've got a big 30 minutes here on the show. In about 20 minutes, we're going to reveal all the clues for you to find Virgin Radio's mystery man. Now, who is that guy? That guy, he's going to be hanging out somewhere at Expo 2020.
Correct.
Today, if you find him or her, we don't know who he is, or her, 10,000 dirhams cash instantly. We'll give you the clues of where he or she is going to be. All right. I guess it's a guy. We're calling him Mystery Man.
Mystery Man, yeah. So if you find him, you get the cash.
All right. The clues are coming up in about just under 20 minutes. Next, though, I want to give you 10,000 dirhams cash with your pop quiz. All right. So get ready. 10 questions. You know the deal. Call us right now. 04871-5544. Let's go. I just spent that entire song ordering our breakfast online. And then I press go to checkout. And it says, the cafe that you're ordering from is currently not accepting orders and the restaurant has now closed. Back to restaurants. It was such a great order. I did everything right.
Do everything right because you didn't ask me what type of coffee I wanted. You just assumed.
Got you a cappuccino.
He asked you, why don't you listen?
His mind doesn't...
What did I say?
You don't pay attention.
I said, do you want a cappuccino? Yeah. That's what you replied to me.
Did I?
Yep. Yes.
Honestly?
Yes.
I said, yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Anyway.
He doesn't listen.
That's amazing.
I'll order it in the next song. Unless I just do it all now and don't do the pop quiz.
No. We got to do the pop quiz.
Why don't we have like a little race who can bring us first?
No, that's fine. No, okay. I don't want to race things.
We're good.
It's 7, wait for it, 7:10 on Virgin.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K pop quiz.
10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Got a pocket full of cash we can blow.
Pop quiz. Powered by RackBank. Download Firefly app and get access to over 11,000 airport lounges and free airport transfers. Visit rackbank.ae/Firefly. Conditions apply.
Hello, Omar. You got through. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I honestly can't believe I finally got through. I've been listening on the radio. Everybody's saying that, but it's for real. Nobody's getting through, but finally I'm getting through.
You got through. You got to keep going. You got to keep trying. Thousands try to get through. It's the most listened to radio competition in the region, mate. Yeah. So we're so glad that you got through, Omar. What do you do?
I'm a customer service supervisor, Sun and Sand Sports.
Good on you. Oh, Sun and Sand Sports,
nice.
What a great company. You sound great as well, man.
You do.
I would like you to help me out if I ever needed help. I would know that Omar would be able to sort out the issue.
for anything, man. You just call us up. We're down for anything, bro.
That's awesome, man. Even relationship problems that you may have. Go and see Omar at Sun and Sand Sports. I think she doesn't love me anymore, Omar. What do I do? Well, you could buy a bike here. We've got them on special right now.
Let her go.
On your bike. Okay, listen, 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it. We're here with Rack Bank trying to give away the 10,000 dirhams cash to you. Okay, man?
All right. You have to go.
All right. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. That's, sorry, that's just Rossi has been perusing TikTok all morning, and it still goes on.
Sorry, I was just on the TikTok.
I really love you guys, everybody in the team. You guys are amazing. So, yeah, keep doing what you're doing, guys.
But if you had to push...
Always first with the hottest e-news.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
Styled by prettylittlething.ae. Shop new drops daily.
What have you got?
Ryan Reynolds, he's going to be taking a break from movies. He just finished off production on Spirited, which he stars alongside Will Ferrell and Octavia Spencer. And on an Instagram caption, he said, "I'm just going to take a sabbatical from movie making. It looks like his next project is going to be Deadpool 3. He's been doing a lot recently, so I think that makes a bit of sense, right?
There we go. I like him, though. I like him.
Yeah, I do my like fave. Him. Addison Rae was temporarily banned from TikTok for 24 hours. She shared a screenshot from the app that said, "Your account was permanently banned due to multiple violations of our community guidelines." And Addison joked, "Well, time to get a job." Well, it was only 24 hours. The girl makes $5 million from TikTok, so I think TikTok needs her as well.
And agreed.
They reinstated her account, which is good. Robert Pattinson is Batman, so the big trailer for DC's Batman is here. This is our first real look at Robert Pattinson as Batman. Here's a little snippet. We're going to hear how he sounds. Now, it's really important that he nails that voice, right?
The voice is sort of the infamous thing when it comes to Batman.
Exactly.
Batman,
so
right?
Let's collectively listen to Robert Pattinson as Batman.
You guys ready here?
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting.
I'm Batman.
No, Chris. I knew you would do that. Play it.
All right, for real, Robert Pattinson. Here we go.
When that light hits the sky,
it's good.
Yeah.
It's not just a call. It's a warning.
Yeah, I think it's good.
He's got that voice.
Yeah, he does. I think he nailed it.
When that light hits the sky, it's not just a call.
Has he bulked up, though? I hope he's bulked up a little bit.
Yeah, I think...
What were the movies that he was in?
Twilight.
Yeah, Twilight. Like, he looked like he needed to eat.
Yeah, well,
sun, right?
I think that's the point of Twilight.
Best Batman ever.
Best Batman. Christian Bale.
Would you say?
I think he did an amazing job as Batman.
So we have Christian Bale, Ben Affleck, Michael Keaton.
George Clooney.
George Clooney himself says he was the worst.
Val Kilmer.
Kilmer. Was
he? Yeah, he was. Douglas. No, not Michael Douglas.
I say Christian Bale.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right.
Christian Bale.
He was great.
There hasn't been a standout, I felt.
Christian Bale was amazing.
Was he?
Yeah, he was so good.
Okay.
And finally, let's talk Adele. If you haven't heard, she dropped a new single this weekend. It's called Easy On Me. It's going to make you cry.
So good. Just the intro alone just makes me so happy. Don't When's it coming up on the show? We'll play it.
7:45. I was still a
child. Such a good song. Yeah, it's coming up. We'll play it in full shortly for you. But yeah.
So she's doing a lot of press. And, you know, a lot of times celebrities will send their album to other celebrities. Like Ed Sheeran sends his album to Elton John to get it checked.
Really?
To make sure it's cool.
Yeah.
So in one interview, they asked Adele if she does the same. And if so, who did she send it to? The name she just said will shock you.
So this is Adele, who she sends her album to just to make sure that, hey, I want you to have a listen. Yeah. Tell me what you think is...
I think I played it to Drake maybe last year when he was in town just to get, I'm like, do you think this is like what people like want or not want? And he was like, absolutely, like, but that's it really.
I'm sorry, that's it really?
Drake's obviously like incredible and amazing. But no, I mean, I don't send it around to like various people being like, can I get your thoughts on this? It's always just about how it makes me feel. You know, quality control is my forte. People certainly aren't waiting like a club banger for me. I feel like I'm going to give people what it is that they've... been missing while I've been away.
Drake.
Wow, there it is.
He okayed it.
There it is. I mean, look at that. Two different music styles, but they both respect each other enough. I think that's beautiful. I think that's great. More of that is needed. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
What's going on?
We have to say hi to Ryu and Gwyn, who listen to us every single day.
Every day.
They love you, Chris. They just wanted to, you have to say hello to them. Ryu and Gwyn.
Ryu and Gwyn, good morning. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you.
Do they love him only or all of us?
They love Chris.
Oh, whatever.
Rossi, what do you want to do right now?
Oh, Chris, I was on the internet over the weekend.
I was on the internet.
I was on the internet over the weekend.
2006, people.
And I got onto this thing called Instagram, right?
Mm. What's that?
It's like this social media. It's like you post photos and you can share photos on it and you can like things. And then I came across this video, this man with a goat, right? He's just in his back garden sitting there with a dressing gown on.
Yeah.
In Wyoming, which is near Kanye West's ranch. And
Wyoming's a state. His ranch is in the state. Mm.
Yeah. So this goat was like basically singing to this guy in a dressing gown. And I thought to myself, that goat sounds exactly like when Chris Fade sings.
Okay, let's hear it.
So have a listen to the goat. And I want to see, Chris, if you can sound exactly like the goat. You can match the tune of the goat, please. Are you ready?
No.
You
do it. Bro.
Can he do it? Can he sound like the goat? I'll play it one more time because that is gold. That is gold.
That sounds nothing like me.
Yeah, nothing.
Because, I mean, that's a compliment, if anything.
No. You do it.
Is that really a goat?
Bro.
I think you could do that tone, Rossi.
Look,
it's a grant.
The video is amazing.
No, you do it.
So talented, goat.
I don't think you can go that.
I
that
think
pitch.
You can sound exactly the same as that goat, including.
You're going to make fun of me? I'm going to play my guitar right now and show you what I can do.
What are you going to sing?
Whatever you want to sing about.
Sing about how much you love us.
No, don't. Sing about how much you love goats.
Nah.
Goats.
I'm playing my guitar. But the only thing that I feel is when I eat them.
What? What? Don't start like that.
I go.
No, but sing a song about something else.
Have you ever had ram's neck, by the way?
Guys, great. Guys.
High protein.
I think it's a Lebanese dish.
Some of the best protein that you can find is in the neck.
Or Egyptian, maybe.
Oh, it's so succulent but tough.
This is a bad idea.
Do you like to eat meat? Or are you a vegetarian?
Mm.
We just want to say hello.
Lovely.
No.
Now, can you do the goat?
No. You do it. Bro.
One more time. Where's the goat? Pretty's not into it.
No, it's funny. I like it.
Sounds nothing like me, guys. Nothing.
I think we should recreate that video definitely together.
No. Rossi, wake up.
Sorry.
You think we're joking when those things play?
I need something to wake me up.
It's 100% real. Well, I'm going to give you some work to do.
Okay.
The news before the news.
No, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, we've planned
the
news.
I've just done my bit.
The news before the news. We've planned it. It's ready to go.
It's in the schedule,
it's in
Rossi
your little
said.
Schedule that you wrote.
I'm not doing it.
Why aren't you going to do it?
I put a goat in instead.
We did it already.
Why did we do it early?
That's when we were supposed to.
No, we weren't.
Why are you wearing that sweater, by the way? Where's that sweater from? I've never seen you wear that sweater. Feels like it's like, I don't know, your dad's old sweater.
Lyland Scott.
What's that?
Lyland Scott.
It's a very, very credible British brand. I'm not doing news before the news, sorry.
Up next, no. Rossi does news before the news.
I'll just go out.
The news before... Can I get the music for the intro there? Rossi's planned the news before the news.
No.
He said he wanted to do it at around 7.50.
I've taken it out, actually. I took it out.
So, ladies and gentlemen, the headlines that you wait to see right before the news.
No. Nope.
You ready?
No, I did the goat instead. It's enough, Rossi, for this morning. Enough, Rossi.
What are you doing?
Who got rid of that?
Rossi.
Stop trying to control the system. Go, I'm Big Rossi, and this is the news before the news. Go ahead, Ross.
I'm Big Rossi, and this is the news before the news.
Okay.
Big Rossi was trawling through the internet on Friday morning when he came across a fantastic photo-based sharing app called Instagram. Whilst on Instagram, he found a clip of a goat that sounded exactly like Chris.
We've done the goat bit. We're not doing the goat anymore.
I'm not doing it, that's it.
You're so not prepared.
I know, I took it out because I want to save it for tomorrow. It's ready to go.
So tomorrow we're going to have news before the news, but we don't get it today. So what do you want to do? We've got 2.5 minutes here to fill in.
No, we haven't. We're bang on time now.
Nope, I'm not.
If you go in on 20 seconds from now, we'll be bang on time.
I don't want to be bang on time. I want to talk. I want to enjoy. I like hanging out with you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, listen. Someone call up and just help Rossi out. This was his segment.
No, it wasn't.
He was meant to do the news before the news right now.
No.
You were. Admit that
I
you
took
were meant.
It out.
Admit that you.
It's on the sheet.
It's on this sheet that we follow sometimes. We don't
sometimes.
Even. This Rossi gives me a sheet every morning of like.
We follow sometimes.
This is what we've got to do. And I'm like, I look at this sheet and I always look at it and I go, whatever.
And well today done. You just decided.
Today I thought.
Because I forgot to take it out. You've decided to follow the sheet. Today
I thought, you know what, I'm going to follow Rossi's sheet and let's do it. And, you know, I follow it and someone save him. I don't know, call.
I don't need saving. We're on time for the news. Go, let's go.
Not doing it.
Now we're 25 seconds over. Brilliant.
Hello, Jess. How are you?
Hello.
Yes. Big with the four-year-olds. Hi, Jess. How are you this morning?
Yay.
Is there 17 of you?
A hundred.
Let Rossi just do this.
Are you not in school today?
No, we're just going to school.
Oh,
yeah, they're going to school.
What school do you go to?
Dubai Heights Academy.
I love that school. That's one of my favourites. And who's your favourite on the Chris Fade show? Pretty Chris or Big Rossi?
Big Rossi.
Big Rossi, great. Still big with the little ones. And how old are you all?
They hung up. All right, Russ. Hit me.
Give me some echo.
Oh, echo.
Echo, echo.
Echo, echo.
Echo, echo.
Oh.
Yeah. It's time.
To play.
For the world's greatest game in the world ever.
Game in the world ever, ever.
Celebrity Rhyme Time.
Time.
Yeah, I'm feeling fine. Because it's the time to play the big game, okay?
How do you play?
All right, what's going to happen is I'm going to give you a scenario that a celebrity or item is doing.
Man, you scratch your beard like you got fleas in that beard, man. I get worried.
Thank you.
You see how he's like that? He's like really getting in there. It's like just not a... What's in there? Let me have a look. Let me open that beard up. Hold on.
Whoa! This thing goes deep, man.
Yeah, what can you see down there?
Oh, my God.
What is it?
Gold nuggets.
Yeah.
Gold nuggets.
So I haven't washed that out after the time we had that gold samosa. It's been in there a while.
Rossi, clean the beard. Let me come out of this beard, though. Hold on.
Wow, that was disgusting. Horrible.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a scenario that a celebrity is doing. You have to reply with a rhyming answer. Let's, for instance, what's that James Bond film out at the moment? So, 007 Spy... has fallen in a small lake.
James, you can't use that as an example anymore.
James Bond.
Has fallen into a pond.
Okay, so no, it's the other way, right? 007.
So the answer has to rhyme, okay?
With
so you understand
name.
What you got to do, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go. I'm going to get competitive actually right now. Eddie, if you can keep score for me, because I think we need to get a little bit competitive. So buzz in with your name if you think you know the answer.
Okay.
If you get it wrong, I'll throw it over to the other person. Here we go. Number one, CEO of Tesla and SpaceX has recently launched a car into space. He's attempting to play music on the street.
Chris.
Chris is in there.
Elon Musk is... busking?
Attempting to busk.
He's
trying to busk. Okay, I'll give that to Chris. One to Chris, Eddie. Keep note. Next one. Angelina Jolie's ex-husband is in the pilot's compartment.
Breathy.
Yes, pretty.
Oh, you didn't finish. Brad Pitt is in the cockpit.
Well done.
Okay.
I was like, Billy Bob Thornton is in the Haunton.
One all. Next one. It's getting competitive now.
Is it?
Oh, really? No, I don't care who wins.
Tall American actor from Wedding Crashers discovers a small magical creature at the bottom of a rainbow.
Chris. Who's in? Me?
Chris.
Me. It was me. It was
Vince
me.
Vince Vaughn finds a leprechaun.
That's not fair. It was
Vince
me.
Vaughn it finds
was
a
me.
Leprechaun.
You, why don't you talk,
we'll
dude?
We'll get a point each. Point each there.
Point each.
Keep score, Eddie, because I've forgotten already. Next one. First man on the moon has wrapped a long, colourful piece of cloth around his body like they do in Thailand.
What?
Chris.
Chris is in there.
It's sarong.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the first man on the moon. Why do I keep thinking Buzz Lightyear?
Buzz Lightyear with Woody.
Yeah, no. First man on the moon is Armstrong. Armstrong.
Did someone say Armstrong to you?
No, okay. But it's... Is it Armstrong?
Yeah, full name?
Bill? No.
Breathy!
Hold on, don't...
It's enough time.
No, I'm already...
Time's up!
Armstrong is wearing a sarong.
Excuse me, it's me is wearing a sarong.
Correct, Pretty.
That's unfair, I saw that.
Pretty's point.
Thank you.
Next one. Ping pong loving character played by Tom Hanks...
I don't care who wins.
...is in a track and field contest to see who can do... Who can leap the furthest?
Chris.
Creepy. Oh.
Chris is in
there.
Yeah,
that's you.
Forrest Gump is seen how high he can jump.
That's incorrect.
Say it again.
Ping pong loving character played by Tom Hanks.
How far he can jump if
is in a track and field contest to see who can leap the furthest.
He's in long jump.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, Forrest Gump is in the long jump.
Well done, Pretty. That's another point for you.
That's absolutely...
Well done, Pretty.
Despicable and atrocious the way that you're treating me.
Next.
One of the Muppets,
yeah.
Who's green, is trying to get fit by running around the park.
Chris.
Chris is in there.
He says his name, Green then works it out.
Kermit
can't
the Frog?
That.
Yeah.
He's going for a jog.
Word perfect answer. That's one to Chris.
I should have got the other one. This is the final one. Winner takes all.
Nah, I'm in the lead.
Okay, final
I'm
one.
I'm not competitive. I don't care who wins.
Winner takes. I'm in the lead. No, I'm in the lead 4-3. Here we go.
Okay, this is a hard one to finish us off, all right? Nursery rhyme shepherdess who lost her sheep is steering an off-road car using...
Chris! Little Bo Peep. Is driving in a Jeep.
Word perfect answer. That means Chris.
I win.
You are the winner, Chris. Anything you'd like to say apart from your waxwork figure? Congratulate Pretty, maybe?
No, I've got a Madame Tussauds wax figure at Madame Tussauds Dubai.
Go
Not many
it.
People can say that.
Go see it.
Hey, that's the first time we've heard it today, anyway.
I won. I'm not competitive, but I won. It's Virgin Radio. Let's go. We all love Ed Sheeran songs, right?
Yeah.
We all love them. He's got so many songs. And he's got a new album coming out soon as well,
yes,
right?
Yes, October 29th, Equals, comes out.
I'm just thinking about, like, all his music, Ed Sheeran, and he's just got, like, ones that you just, like... Some that you don't know, some that you know. This was called Feels. Do you remember this? You guys wouldn't have heard this one.
No.
Baby, I got the feels, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's just so many songs. Obviously, you know, like, the big ones, Bad Habits. You got...
I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. Out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better.
Great song.
I'm not a...
Oh, favourite. And one thing about Ed Sheeran is the way that he writes. His lyrics are just so perfect. Yeah. They're so beautiful, right? And there is a song that I've been singing for years.
Okay.
And I realize that I have singing it wrong the entire time, which has been unbelievable. I'm going to play. Can you shut up, Rosie? Rosie's just, I don't know what is.
Why is it so red?
It's my fault. I've forgotten to put it in the system.
No, so. But I, what are you talking about? I don't even know what he's talking about.
I'm so confused right now, guys.
Just ignore. Just ignore
really
Rosie. This is the song that I'm talking about, by the way.
Yeah.
You know this song?
We are.
This is him with Khalid, or Khalid, should I say. It's called Beautiful People. I'll play a little bit already. You know
I like this song. Yeah.
Great song.
Beautiful People. LA,
on a Saturday night in the summer. Now. Sundown and they all come up. I sing it. Lamborghinis in their red hummus. The party's on, so they're heading down. Now, that line there.
Yeah.
I always thought was Lamborghinis and they're eating. Lamborghinis and they're eating hummus. That's what I thought it was.
Yeah.
Play it again.
Have a listen to this. It's Lamborghinis and they're eating hummus. On a Saturday night in the summer. Ready? Sundown and they all come out. Here we go. Lamborghinis and they're eating hummus. Lamborghinis.
It sounds exactly
what
like
is the
it.
Actual
it's,
lyric?
It's Lamborghinis and they're eating hummus. And it's perfect for Dubai, right?
That's not the right line.
Hear that? Hear that?
That's not the right line.
Lyric?
Let's have one more time. Everyone ready? Lamborghinis and they're eating hummus. Lamborghinis and they're eating hummus.
I know what exactly the
I know what it is. I've worked it out. What someone told it? Me the other day. But whenever I'm singing it, I'm always like, Lamborghinis and they're eating hummus. And it's Lamborghinis and they're in their hummus.
And they're rented hummus.
They're rented hummus. Yeah. On a Saturday night in the summer, sundown and they
all come out. Lamborghinis and they're eating hummus. So whenever you hear that song from now on, I always want you to sing Lamborghinis and they're eating hummus.
I think that works better, doesn't it?
100%. Virgin Radio 104.4. That's it for us for your Sunday morning. One show done. It's a short week. I think we got Thursday off.
Yeah. Is that confirmed?
I don't know. I don't know if it's confirmed, but I know that there is obviously a public holiday for Thursday. So it's a short week. We love short weeks, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Listen, don't forget, 6 o'clock tonight, you got to find him, the mystery man. Grab those clues. If you've missed him, go to virginradiodubai.com. You can win 10,000 dirhams cash. You don't want to miss it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back tomorrow. Your pop quiz and all that from myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Wear your seatbelts. Yalla bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.